This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Are you ready to feel happy?
Yes.
Are you ready to feel healthy?
Yes.
Sure.
Are you ready to feel terrific?
Yes.
Really? Well, you come to the wrong place.
Darn.
All right, let's get to the issues of the day. You've heard of Fibber McGee and Molly. I'm the big fibber. Jennifer Horn is here. She never tells fibs. What is it? I was going to get into her personal life, but I shan't do that. And then there is Ken Kessler, who's here to monitor, among other things, social media, help keep us on the straight and narrow when it comes to things like the fate of Omar J. Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez, a couple of months ago, after he hopped the White House fence, not a couple of months ago, but a couple of months before he hopped the fence, he was arrested in Virginia, heavily armed and carrying a map of Washington tucked inside a Bible with a circle drawn around the White House. So, of course, that means that he is a danger to society and that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people just like him. So the White House has to redo all the fences, so the Secret Service says, and they have to have 300 more armed Secret Service at the White House because one guy jumped over the fence while a bunch of morons were sleeping on duty, not paying attention.
They have egg on their face.
They have egg on their face, so now they want to make
two security breaches in one weekend, too.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
They want to have everybody believe that they're on their toes. Are people in America this simplistic? Never mind the fact that many of you don't like Obama and you don't care whether somebody jumps over the White House fence.
I care. I'm not an Obama fan. I care. Well, I don't want someone jumping over and hurting our president.
But why are they jumping over the fence?
Vulnerable.
What are we doing with all these? There are hundreds of Secret Service people now on duty,
right,
supposedly to protect the president.
Not
where
doing
were
their
they?
Job.
What were they doing? Never mind.
Maybe we should have TSA guard the White House.
Ah.
They're always on duty.
This became such a crazy. You have no idea, apparently, none of us have any idea what went on after this guy jumped over the fence and went to the front door of the White House without anybody. There are cameras on every corner, every angle of the White House. Nobody's looking at them. There is a guard shack that you have to, when I drove into the White House the time I went in, I had to produce all kinds of ID and all kinds of this, that, and I had to have been invited by somebody that was in the cabinet in order to get in there. You have to have all kinds of ID, and you have to have been checked out before you. You don't just, like, remember when Elvis walked up to the gate? One of the great stories of the Nixon administration. Elvis walks up to, and he's got a gun in somehow or other. I don't know, I remember how that played into it, but I know that Elvis just walked up to the gates and said to the guard, "I'm Elvis Presley, and I'd like to see the president." Well, it took him a few minutes to get in because they had to verify that it was him and all that other stuff. But yeah, I'm making a point here by suggesting that this was, 40 years ago.
Yeah, the day the king met the president.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, it was kind of fun. And you got to figure out, at least at that point in time, how it all worked. Well, things become more complicated now. Or have they? Is it necessary? Bill Clinton, let me think now. What was the reason for closing up Pennsylvania? Oh, it was Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
Right. Okay. So automatically these people figured if they blow up the Oklahoma City federal building, next target is the White House. Oh, they came up with that. Who knows? And we went to sleep. And Clinton went to sleep. Clinton said, "Secret Service wants to close off the front of the White House. They know better than I do." No, they don't know better than you do. That was the one of the first times that I was really disappointed about the Waco thing. The Clinton administration started off very badly and got better in some respects and worse in other respects. But the things that, isn't it funny what you remember? Waco, I remember. and then and listening to him and Janet Reno take responsibility for it, huh? Well, it didn't mean anything. They took responsibility for it. 86 people were dead for no good reason. So fast forward to Oklahoma City and all those people that were killed in the federal building because of people who now we are told Mr. Gonzalez is just like them. No, Mr. Gonzalez isn't just like them. The guy in Pennsylvania is just like them. The guy, that's, you see, the difference in trying to make people or have people understand the difference in these sorts. Gonzalez is suffering from PTSD, which came about as a result of him volunteering to do our bidding in, I think he had three tours in Iraq, right? Isn't that the story? Three times the guy goes back to Iraq. Now, if he wasn't under the influence of post-traumatic stress disorder, we'd have people shaking his hands. He walks through the airport in uniform, gets on the airplane first. Thank you for your service. The guy is now suffering from what he did when he was over there. Now he's like a leper.
Right. He needs help.
We're going to push him away. We're going to discredit him. We're going to send him to jail.
As a crazy.
Yeah. We made him crazy. You did. I did. We paid for the government to send him to a place where more people than you can possibly imagine have come down with all kinds of disorders in a place where he never should have been. And yet we still say, oh, George Bush was a great president. He sucked as a president. This guy's worse because he won't get out of Afghanistan, even though he said he was going to. They all lie and cheat and steal, and we keep supporting him. People who are like these sycophants who thought Bush was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and then people say, well, now look at him in comparison to Obama. What the hell kind of a comparison? That's like comparing Jack the Ripper to the Unabomber. I mean, what kind of comparison is that? Who is better, Jack the Ripper or the Unabomber? So
depends on what you're looking for. Use of technology or originality?
Right, originality, yeah. So meanwhile, we got this guy in Pennsylvania. Yesterday, supposedly, he was cornered. Didn't Chuck tell us yesterday he was sort of in his backyard?
Yeah, but I thought he was done for.
Eric?
No, not yet.
Freen. Is that how you pronounce his name? F-R-E-I-N? It's Freen or Frine or something like that. Accused of shooting two Pennsylvania State Troopers. He has taken refuge in a homemade bunker up in the hills near Stroudsburg. What do they call it? The Poconos. He's in the Poconos.
He's in the Poconos.
So who's more? And how many people are trying to get him? You'd think that because Gonzalez
they're
got
using
into
helicopters and spy planes from the FBI, and they haven't gotten him yet.
No. And so, and how many hundreds upon hundreds and hundreds of men have they got out there chasing this guy around? And the same thing is true with Gonzalez. He's in jail, $5,000 bond, appeared in court, didn't enter a plea, yada, yada, yada. It isn't proper for him to jump over it, but he's trying to make a point. And these flapping fools who keep the Veterans Administration, we've got this guy who runs the VA lying through his teeth last week in the session before Congress, and many Congress people on both sides of the fence really angry at the palaver and the BS that came from this guy trying to justify what happened in the Veterans Administration. Here's Gonzalez. Here's a perfect example of what happened or didn't happen in the VA. So we're going to prosecute this guy instead of put him into some place where he can get some help? You think that's right? You're an American. Speak up. 888-302-3684. Maybe you're not American. Listening around the world on the various resources that we have to present you. But a lot of people, well, you can listen. TuneIn.com. You can listen to that app anywhere, Kenny, right around the world. Make any difference where
right.
you are. Listen live at DougStefan.com, RadioAmerican.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStream Live. .com, so people could be listening almost anywhere. Genesis, GNCLive.com. So people may be listening all. But if you're an American, you're listening around the world. Or even if you're not an American, we had somebody on the air who called, what was he, from Norway? Where was that guy from the other day?
From the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Yeah, okay. So wherever you're listening, what about this? What do you think about this poor man? I feel sorry for this man. I feel sorry for him. I don't want him prosecuted. I want him to get some help, which is what he should have had a long time ago at our behest. And he didn't get it because we as a country are really failing in so many different ways. When are you going to wake up and get away from your television set for a while and all your complaining about how hard life is and do something to help the people who have ostensibly helped you? And that's really what this is about, helping those. And I'm looking at all these headlines and trying to find some way to hang this guy high or find some of his background because he had 800 rounds of ammunition in his car. He didn't have a gun. They couldn't find a gun.
But he's collecting ammo.
Yeah.
Actually worse for the government than having a gun.
What do you do with the ammo if you don't have a gun?
Throw it really fast.
Yeah, right, exactly. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman or Supergirl throwing the bullets fast. This is how foolish this is. It really is. It is foolhardy and foolish. We should be ashamed of ourselves. This guy should never have been jumping over the fence. Now we're going to put up a bigger fence. That'll fix everything. 18 past the hour. Good day. Hello.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere, and it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Cornelius, let's make a quick statement here. You're in Alexandria, Virginia. What do you think about all of this?
No, Alexandria, Louisiana, Doug. Listened to you on 978.
We got about 10 seconds here, Cornelius.
Okay.
What's the deal?
Doug, what it is, we've had deaths at RVA in Alexandria, Louisiana, and nobody seems to care. That's it.
Well, it is. Nobody does care. Your friends, people that you work with, people that you know, don't care.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase.
We took a left-hand turn at Chumbawamba and arrived at the Lion King.
Hakuna Matata, sir.
He's no worries for the last of the day.
It's our problem free. Tell us a big Hakuna Matata.
So what we're going to do here is pay tribute in the next few minutes to the most successful stage musical ever produced, The Lion King, which has done extraordinarily well as a film, done even better as a play. Lion King has no, you know, I have not, but I want to.
It's
now,
really cool.
I kind of put
really
it off.
Good.
Meredith's been after me to bring her to New York to see a show. This would be the show to see. On pace to end the week as the first Broadway show to earn $1 billion in America.
Wow.
But think about this. This Lion King phenomenal, as it is, has grossed over $6 billion in business around the world. $6 billion. Movies, musical entertainment, Broadway. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, we've seen it.
A lot of money.
Blah, 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 two, three times.
Have like, you?
On Disney? Broadway?
No, the Disney.
Yeah.
When you go to Disney to have the thing.
Well, the Broadway thing is a Disney thing, too.
Yeah, and it's really good. The kids love it.
Most successful thing Disney has ever done.
If you get a chance to see it on Broadway,
something.
The reason it's cool is the way that they're staging and the way they actually portray the animals, because obviously they can't have live ones.
No.
But they have these people in these, like, stick costumes,
right.
Really crazy, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really. So they aren't just, like, wearing, you know, the old story with the horse or the donkey with somebody in the back, two legs, and another human in the front, too. That's not...
Not that.
No.
Kenny, have you seen it?
Not on Broadway, but it's come... I saw the traveling show here in San Diego.
Really? The traveling show would be, well, Broadway, you'd expect it would have perhaps better caliber actors, but the story's the same, and they have to be pretty good, I would think, to be on a road show, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, very good, yes.
Yeah. So what was there about it that you liked the most? What does everybody really go for when it comes to this story?
The music is great. I don't want to say the effects, because you think of...
Yeah, but
you know,
the costuming
Star Wars,
staging.
But the costuming,
it's very colorful, it's very bright.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's, and it's your typical... good guy, bad guy wins. The little baby lion wins. Mm-hmm. The uncle gets his in the end, who was the one who killed Mustafa.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do have a problem with the Disney movies. Why do the mom or dads always have to die in Disney movies?
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
It's just sad.
They have to create the drama. Get you pulled in.
All right, Richie, you just created another bit of drama. Imagine, if you will, because you mentioned Star Trek. Would you say Star Wars or Star Trek?
What'd Whatever. Go ahead.
All right.
What do you want it to be?
I am fascinated to see, and we'll have Chuck Curry on the next half hour to talk about this, that Shatner and Nimoy want to get together again to do another Star Wars movie.
Star
Trek movie. Thank you. Star Wars,
well,
Star Trek.
The writer wants to get them together.
Do they want to get together?
That's to be determined.
I'm betting money involved.
Yeah, I'm betting that they would. I'm betting that the two of them, who have become, they weren't such great friends apparently at the when they started in the 60s, but they became great friends according to some stuff I've read. I don't know, Jen, you may know, as Shatner ever said, you and your dad are friends with Shatner. Is he ever, what does he say about, because most people when they think about Shatner, at least in terms of certainly Stark,
they call him, hey, fat ears.
Yeah, no, I don't think he says anything bad about him. I don't know how close they are, though. I haven't really been privy to that. But
yeah. Well, it's a romantic notion, isn't it? Think about it. How cool would it be?
Yeah,
Shatner,
well,
they're both
friends.
In their, like, 80s.
At their age, they could certainly write them into the script and it would all make sense.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They don't have to be the leads, but they could
Captain
have
Kirk is dead
roles.
In the Star Trek movie, so they're saying that he might be like some vision.
Nobody's ever dead forever.
I just saw the rest of
Kirk. He's in his pocket.
28 after the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Hour. Doug Steffen of the Good Day program. Michael, would you be kind enough to dig out cut 2503? Because I would like to have that set the tone for this half hour of the Good Day program, or at least for the next few minutes, because then we're going to go down a different street. Matter of fact, we have a gentleman who is an expert on innovation, talking about the FDA and Wall Street and how their collaborations have crippled the medical opportunities that you have in this country. You know, that's something that I have a bug up my bagunga about.
You get a bug up your bagunga?
I have a bug up my bagunga. All right, so let's see if we can turn back the pages of time for 24 hours, or actually less than that, when Ellen, on her program, Ellen DeGeneres, was talking about how there never seems to be any good news.
Hey, last night, I'll tell you what I was doing. I was watching TV. I was at home watching TV because I was clubbing the night before, and I needed to recover. And so the news came on, and here's what I noticed about the news. It's bad. It's all bad. Bad news. It's not all bad. There's some terrible news, and then there's awful news, and then there's the weather, which lately has been bad news. It's easy to get depressed watching it.
Well, so,
you know what? She is so right.
She is right.
So right. Bad, and terrible, awful, and then the weather.
Yeah. And so how is it that people get themselves so glued? These newscasts are expanding. The local news starts at 4 o'clock some more in some markets, 4:30. They started earlier and earlier. They have these people on the air who look like they have just come in from a really bad night. They look awful. These blonde bimbos that are on the air.
Hey,
Well, you're not a bimbo.
I resemble that remark.
Present company.
Excluded. Right. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the point is that there's, and I have to dig around myself to find things that are going to represent what I want. People say to me, oh, you got to talk about the news and what's in the news and all the news. And so if I'm going to do that, I spend my time talking about the president yesterday in front of the UN. What do you learn, or what did you not? I mean, there's nothing from what he said. It just underscores the whole situation. Now, should you know about it?
But don't you think it's on purpose?
Focused on it? Because it's fear-based control stuff.
Fear allows people to control you, whether it's a TV company or
and they're doing a great job with that.
A politician. I mean, it's so funny, to your point. I get this email delivered to me from USA Today with the top headlines. I'm sure most of you guys do, too. You know, you get some of this news online. So here's the story from yesterday. Are you ready?
Yeah.
French hostage beheaded in Algeria. Jihadist video. Mm-hmm. Not so good.
Yeah.
Obama says force is necessary against Islamic State killers. Mm-hmm. Not so
good.
Secret list hides dangers of D.C.'s aging gas lines. We're all going to blow up.
Wow.
Tensions flare in Ferguson after Brown Memorial burns. No.
Yeah.
New U.S. Air Coalition airstrikes hit Iraq and Syria. Depending on where you stand, maybe good news. Not for Iraqis.
Right.
The NFLPA launches investigation into Ray Rice.
Right.
Beat his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Red Cross team attacked while bearing Ebola dead.
Nice.
iPhone 6, easy to bend. Even the light story of the day means your iPhone's going to fall apart. Here's my favorite. Prayer baby.
$600 for it.
Yeah, prayer baby drowns in church's baptism tank.
Ah, that's perfect. Nice. There you go.
And then did Obama serve up a cup of coffee salute snafu in the Marines?
Uh-huh.
Again, your light news is even not so great when you have the president disrespecting the Marines. There you go. Those are your headlines from yesterday. How do you feel?
So let's, for the purposes of changing the tone.
Yes.
The good news, I suppose, today, for those who are fans of Tony Stewart, the grand jury decided not to bring charges against him for the death of the kid. Apparently, this kid was under the influence at the time.
Marijuana.
So then it turns into a bad story, a good story, a bad story. But
here is what I don't understand.
How do you drive a car?
Yes, and what idiot? I'm sorry, I don't mean to call this.
He is an idiot. He was dead, but he's an idiot. How do you do in that situation? How do you puff away?
Cars are the most dangerous weapon that we handle on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. And they are weapons. You can kill people, obviously, with them. How do you get into a race situation where you were driving extremely high speeds and even think about being under the influence of marijuana or even just throwing back a beer or two? How do you, I mean, I don't understand where that makes any sense at all.
Doesn't,
Tony Stewart's going to fry on the civil court. You know his family's going to sue him civilly.
Well, that may be. But no, why would he settle? The kid went out there. I wouldn't settle. I wouldn't give him a nickel. The kid was under the influence of marijuana. He went out and he acted on his own behalf. It wasn't Tony Stewart's fault at all. There was nothing that Tony Stewart did.
Unless he was trying to throw some dirt in him. You know how they... That's what they all do.
Yeah. Kevin Ward was under the influence of marijuana at the time of the crash, period, end of story. All right, so is that good? I guess there's something good there.
Was it Kyle or Kevin?
Kevin Ward.
Kevin
Ward is his name. Right, Kenny? Don't I have that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Kevin Ward Jr., to be specific.
Jr., yes, exactly. All right, another story at DougStephan.com. It's really a terrific story about a high school homecoming queen.
It's a great story.
In fact, gave her crown to her friend Lillian Skinner. She was told she'd been nominated for homecoming queen at the Grand Prairie High School. That's in Dallas, suburb of Dallas, Grand Prairie is.
Mm-hmm.
News turned out to be a cruel joke. Unnamed girls.
What?
Yeah. Thankfully, though, two young friends, young ladies, young girls, who are actually nominated, have hearts that are big and full of love. So these two were longtime friends of Miss Skinner. Heard about the prank. They vowed to give her their crown regardless. Well, they were going to give, here's the understory, underlinky story. They promised each other, no matter what, no backing down. If one of us wins, we're giving Lillian the crown. And so one of the two, Anai Alvarez, was named homecoming queen. That's exactly what happened. She called Lillian Skinner to the stage and said, it's okay. It's your crown. my name is not on that list. No, she said it's not right because my name isn't on the list. And they said, nope, you deserve it. Should have seen the look on her face when she was given
the crown. Does that make you feel worse?
What, that these kids were bullying her?
No, I mean,
it doesn't make me feel badly at all.
Girls make you feel, you know, you just have to take the crown even though you didn't win it.
No, did you feel bad reading any or understanding any of this story, Kenny?
No, I thought it was a great story. There's
it's great action.
If you click through the link, there's a video. It's probably taken with a cell phone. Mm-hmm. That this was done during halftime at the football game. So it's out on the field, mm-hmm. and they had arranged for Lillian to be down there taking pictures. So she didn't know what was going to happen, and mm-hmm. the principal knew what was going to happen. So he was down there, and they called her up in front of everybody, and there were all kinds of cheers. It was done. It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, a very cute picture and the video at DougStefan.com. Very cool. Very good. Excellence in broadcasting. Where did that come from? By the way, have you heard all of the hoopla? I'm going to make one quick comment about this and then move on because I don't have to be an apologist for Limbaugh. But lately, I have been, as much as he annoyed me with not the comment that he made about the lady in Washington, Sandra Fluke, what it cost me in terms of business because of the way this Media Matters group has tried to, because of their own agenda, and they've inveigled their way into the Democratic National Committee and its influence in policy and stuff. What the hell happened to free speech? So you can make a fool of yourself. Well, I suppose the other way you turn it around, they have the right to go out and do this protesting that they're doing. But it's so obvious and so convoluted. And sooner or later, those things come back to haunt you. You do that kind of stuff as deliberate as it has been. Again, Limbaugh is never going to... if he's worth a nickel, he's worth $500 million. Because of the work that he's done on the radio over the years. So I know he's going to have a benefit for him. He can go away tomorrow and be a happy camper in terms of money. He wouldn't be happy because his love is to be on the air, kind of like mine. But the cheap chiseling shots and these crumb bums that are doing what they're doing, the way they're doing it, we can all suffer from that. I don't run that kind of a program, so it's hard for people to protest what I do for the most part. But there are occasions when I do things that maybe are questionable. Who's perfect? Although some people say that Limbaugh creates these things, he plans to do it to get promotional consideration. You know what? Even if he does.
I don't think he planned for Sandra Fluke. I think that took everybody by surprise.
But what they've done with the last business is misquote him, taking it out of context.
Right.
All right. Let's get on with the business of today on the Good Day program. In a moment, Dr. Joseph Goffo is going to join us to talk about how the FDA in collaboration with the money in Wall Street is crippling the medical opportunities that you have to be well. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day.
The fall flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators, so we're making room for new inventory at our end-of-summer clearance sale. With over 340 flooring varieties, you won't find a bigger selection anywhere, and it's all on sale. Get amazing deals like oak laminate for only 29 cents a square foot, classic red oak pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents, even exotic Brazilian cherry pre-finished hardwood is on sale for only $249 with 16-month special financing. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. But hurry, these deals are good Thursday through Tuesday only.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fall marks the start of pumpkin pie spice season. From lattes to Greek yogurt, almost everything is flavored with pumpkin pie spice. Chef Kevin Vetter of McCormick tells us what authentic pumpkin pie spice actually is and gives us ideas for how to enjoy it in everyday foods.
Pumpkin pie spice is a simple blend of your favorite fall flavors: cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. You probably have it in your kitchen for that once-a-year pumpkin pie recipe, but it actually works in a variety of dishes from sweet to savory. For breakfast, sprinkle it on oatmeal or stir it into pancake batter. Mix it with cream cheese for a tasty spread, or add it to fresh coffee grinds to make pumpkin spice coffee and save a few dollars. Try it in autumn baking recipes that call for cinnamon, from apple crisp to muffins, cookies, and cakes. You can even add it to savory fall dinners. It's a great complement to butternut squash or roasted vegetables. You can even make a pumpkin fettuccine using canned pumpkin, bacon, and pumpkin pie spice.
For more pumpkin pie spice recipes, visit McCormick.com.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastley Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
We have with us now a good day Dr. Joseph Goffo, who is the author of Innovation Breakdown, How the FDA and Wall Street Cripple Medical Advances. He's a contributor of Inc.com's Diagnosis from the Trenches column, faculty member at GLG Institute, has more than 25 years of experience in the biopharmacological and medical device industry. Man, that's a great... I don't want any other title than biopharmaceutical or biopharmacological. I like those. I like that connection, Dr. Goffo. Welcome to Good Day. Yeah, it's easy for me to say. Okay, so the last week or so, we've been talking a lot about this new obesity drug that's coming to the market. General rendering, I have four doctors associated with me on this program who all have said no to this. They basically have said, what's wrong with exercise and diet? And this is just enabling. So tell us the story of how this thing gets to market.
Look, one of the main things of the book is this is such a rigorous process. First of all, to identify a compound that might have activity takes years in the lab. Then you do animal studies to make sure it's safe and actually also does what you think it does. Mm-hmm. Then you enter the patients, okay? So only one in three drugs that starts in patients in phase one, it's called, proceeds to phase two, okay, because it either doesn't work, it's showing toxicity, you don't want to have it.
All right, so let's talk about the specific, let's do the specifics of Contrave and how it got to market using this earlier scenario.
So the point I just want to make is that only one in 60 drugs that enters the clinic gets even shown to FDA.
Okay.
So the weeding out process is incredible. Contrave is very interesting. I mean, the product works. The regulatory pathway of Contrave is a shame. It's an absolute shame. This product should have been approved 3.5 years ago. It had a positive after doing all its clinical studies, over 10,000 patients, and showing that it definitely reduces weight greater than 5% versus placebo. You know, all the things you have to show. It had a positive panel meeting. That means a group of experts sitting around a table, public meeting. 13-7 positive review at the end of 2010. Should have been approved in early 2011, but it was rejected by FDA. The company told the FDA to go do a big study, and they listened and did it. And they got penalized for doing it because two other competitors then got approved not just a year later. And the day after Contrave was approved, a fourth drug had a positive panel meeting, the diabetes drug. So this poor company spent another $100 million 3.5 years and had two market entrants come before it.
Because?
And that's just wrong.
Because
the FDA made a mistake.
Wasn't because Wall Street pushed the other companies and not this one?
No, no. The Wall Street part of it is not that. The Wall Street part of my book and that is that the short-sighted view of investment. You know, these breakthrough therapies, these therapies little companies develop are fundamental stories, right? These are not you invest in it this week and it goes up a little next week. This stuff takes time, but that's the way Wall Street wants to invest. So Wall Street comes in and out, left and right, bouncing the stock all over the place with a short view, and that hurts the ability for the company to raise money.
All right, got it. Okay, I understand now. Dr. Joseph Goffo here.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. He is, among other things, the country's foremost pet therapist. There's a radio program every weekend around the country called The Pet Show. He's written a number of books. The one I like the best is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. So we'll hear from America's leading animal expert about pets being stolen and a new Facebook campaign, among other things. Warren Eckstein joins us in just a moment here on the Good Day program.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take a Straight Talk Wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness, and parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
My wish is to hear from Warren Eckstein, and like all good children, I've been very good to my dog this week, Warren. Charlotte has had a good week. She's been full of lots of activity. She's been, even though she can't see, there's something about whatever it is when we're all together that excites her. So she can't hear actually either, but she's got lots and lots and lots of steam.
But she feels, Doug. She feels. This sixth sense dogs and other animals have. We have it too, but it's inhibited in people.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Here's an interesting stat for you. 48% of female dog owners rely more on their pets than a spouse or child for affection, while 38% of male pet guardians feel the same.
All right, so female dog owners. You're not talking about owners of female dogs. You're talking about women who own dogs.
About women who own dogs. Yeah, women who own dogs.
Okay, let's talk about some dangers. This is a word to the wise. The word to the wise is the fishing department. If you are out of town and you leave your dog at home and somebody's going to take care of the dog once or twice a day, you may want to rethink that, right?
Absolutely. There are over a million dogs stolen every year in this country, a stat that most people are unaware of. And quite honestly, I have a dog person that takes care of my dogs, but the bottom line is when she goes to the house, she's out in the yard with the dogs, and when she's not
there, same one takes care of Charlotte, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Marie. And she's absolutely phenomenal. So you have to be really, really careful about that. And, you know, the bottom line is a lot of people just assume that if the dog's in the backyard and they have a 6-foot fence, he's safe. But lots of times the people will go to a neighborhood, they'll hop the fence, they'll steal the dog, there's no lock on the gate. So you got to really, really be conscientious. Treat your dog or your pet like a child, because to most people that's what they are.
Okay, there's a new Facebook craze called dog spotting. How is that working?
I just heard about this morning. It's called dog spotting, and what they do is they recommend that people go out, take pictures of dogs. They can't belong to them or any of their friends or relatives.
Any random dog.
Take a picture, post it on this dog spotting Facebook page, and then other people on that page will vote in terms of what they think about it. I don't know if there's any prizes or what, but it sounds like a fun thing to do.
So is this something anybody can set this up, right?
I assume anyone can set up.
So I could set up a cow spotting page.
I'm sure you'll get millions of hits. I'm a cow fanatic. There isn't a cow that I pass that I don't kiss.
Well, there are some cows that are more kissable than others. We had a nice last night. I brought some cows back from another farm, and it was way past dark. And I had Meredith open the gate, and we let the cows out, and we closed the gate. And this nice, beautiful cow came up, and she just put her head on the top of the fence, and we're patting on her head and scratching her and her neck, and she's
kissing. Did you say you're such a cute little dinner?
I'm gonna tell you my favorite cow kiss of all time. Here's my favorite cow kiss at all times.
Right?
I've been kissed by a lot of cows. You might know better than me. It was a cow from Scotland, I believe, and it was really hairy.
A Highlander.
Scottish Highlander. Oh, I fell in love. In other words, another kiss I would have proposed.
Well, they have long horns, and that could get in the way of whatever kissing you're doing.
I wasn't having like this long romantic kiss. It was a quick kiss.
If you've ever seen a longhorn, the kind you see in the advertisement for Outback Steakhouse, a longhorn steakhouse, the Scottish Highlander has the same really wide, full horns that are pretty dangerous.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But they are very beautiful. Yeah, they're beautiful. They're pretty docile for having the horns the way they do.
That's why he kissed me back.
Yeah, they can. Oh, he kissed you back?
I mean, she kissed me back.
Wait a minute. That's a whole different story.
You know what? When it comes to a cow, I don't care.
Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.